the state of play. To talk about the magic of play and games, we need to find a common language and definitions. For many years, I've been looking for the methods and reasons of how and why games trigger such a great and often surprising effects. Gaming experts and I are collaborating with several universities and companies to build a body of knowledge on games and play as a tool. We determined that to reveal the magic happening in play, not only do we need to examine the game, we also need to study the context. How, where, when, and by whom is the game played, and why? All are key to understanding the dynamics of the game. A simple example of a state of play is when a mother is trying to feed her baby, and the baby does not want to comply. He cries and refuses to open his mouth. This strong resistance seems impossible to overcome, and the mother becomes desperate. She resorts to a trick which has been passed from generation to generation. She starts to sing, "Here comes an airplane," and flies the spoon towards the baby's mouth. The child, distracted from his resistance, commits to the change of context and starts to smile. He opens his mouth to let the airplane in and eats the spoon of food. The mother made up a story of a plane with the baby's mouth as a landing area, and the plane, the spoon of food, really must land. They collaborate to have the plane land properly in the baby's mouth. A make-believe world is created and a state of play has been established.